I've been diagnosed with autism at a very young age. I've always been at least lightly bullied for being different. I wasn't very socially aware, and that made me lose a lot of friends as well. Some of them actively started bullying me. A lot of basic things needed to be explained to me. From a young age, I started observing people and learning how to be quote-unquote normal. That became my teenage passion. I went to a school for people with autism and other issues. I felt kind of sad because I couldn't be the same as my classmates. Because I'm not as expressive, there have been countless times where people haven't believed me when I said I was sick or I was in pain. The "please tell us if it gets worse" phrase, I always did on my own. I always want to push myself as far as possible before telling others. Still, it became too exhausting to not be believed ever, even when I was never lying about such things. So I stopped telling people when I didn't feel well. In my day-to-day life, I don't have a lot of confidence, as I don't know when it's okay to stand up for yourself. Things that are normal, like sensing emotions and situations, knowing what to say and what to do, what cues mean, what, etc. I do that too. On my own, I'm not very expressive and low voice, so I put effort into all of those things. Those are all manual things to me. Sometimes it's stressful, and I de-associate to function better. But that means I can't talk on a personal level, because I don't know myself that well at the moment. I found a lot of free-to-use or over-the-counter vitamins and supplements that helped me. I've gotten help throughout my life, but these workers were mostly disrespectful. So I don't really like social workers, even if they might mean well. I wanted to improve my social skills, so I started working in restaurants, and that worked somewhat, until I decided to stop and do something else. I'm too anxious to make friends, but these job experiences have definitely given me needed life experiences. I don't really confide in others because I have trust issues. My mother is too unstable and emotional, and my father is not emotionally available at all, so I can't confide in them either. The newest step is these GF ASMRs. They helped me realize what it meant to have a healthy mindset, so I hope I can learn and grow listening to these audios. Sorry if this is all over the place. I'm sure I missed things here and there. Thank you for reading and doing what you do. Much love. I'd like to say to fellow people of the TISM, don't let anyone change you completely. But also don't expect other people to fully accommodate you either. In my opinion and experience, it's important for both sides, autistic and non-autistic people, to meet each other halfway. Always question what happens around you as you can learn and grow that way. Developing your own opinions and personality is important instead of copying others out of a need of social compliance like me. Go follow your passions. I believe in you.